of evil lurk in the hearts of men. The Shadow knows.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Walking Clock.
Toby, he's coming back. I am sorry, sir. I was coming right out.
Who are you? What are you? Don't come any closer, don't.
I called for help, but...
Before you do anything else, Fargo, I think we'd better get down to headquarters and check on his police record.
Hello, Lamont. Margo.
Hello,
Mr. Weston. Well, I suppose you two want to get the latest dope on that Lopez murder you reported.
Yes, Commissioner. Anything new turn up?
Well, we've got a dragnet out for Borelli, but we're not going to have to wait for the boys to bring him in to find out who the killer is.
You know who the killer is now, Commissioner?
We will in a few minutes. We found the killer's fingerprints all over Lopez's collar. As soon as we confirm the analysis of the prints, we'll have our man.
You think they're Borelli's fingerprints?
Maybe. Lopez and Borelli were mixed up in some hot goods rackets together. They've both got records.
So Borelli does have a police record?
Yeah, sure. But this Lopez probably had plenty of other enemies, Margo.
Yes, he might have had a lot of enemies. Commissioner, did you know that there was a West Indian voodoo cult in this city?
Voodoo cult?
That Lopez was mixed up in it in some way?
Now, wait a second, Cranston. You're not going to sit there and tell me that this murder had something to do with a voodoo cult.
Commissioner, about those prints in the Lopez case.
Oh, what about them?
I've checked and rechecked them, and they don't make sense.
What are you talking about?
Those fingerprints we found with Lopez belong to Peter Dorn.
Peter Dorn? Not the same
one. Yes, Commissioner, the same one. They're the prints of Peter Dorn, the killer who was electrocuted at the penitentiary last month.
Already dying.
Marks on the throat like those on Lopez. The shadow cannot save your
your life now, Mama Segreto. But he can avenge this wicked deed. Who attacked you, Mama Segreto?
Zombies. The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead?
You are the God for the condemned. Wrist burned. Trouser legs slit. Head shaved.
Have you ever seen this man before?
Yes. In life, he was once called Peter Dawn.
Peter Dawn? Listen to me closely, Mama Segreto. What connection is there between Dawn and Joe Borelli, the member of your cult who disappeared?
None. There is no connection.
But you do know something of Borelli's disappearance, don't you?
Yes, I have lied to others. But I will tell you the truth. Borelli was here some time ago with one called Lopez. They had done evil, and the police had shot Borelli. He was badly hurt.
Did he die here in your house?
No. A man who calls himself a doctor came and took him away.
Where can the shadow find this doctor, Mama Segreto?
I have his name. All information hidden in the little place.
Rest in peace, Mama Segreto. The shadow will avenge your death.
According to Mama Segreto's note.
Looks like something out of Poe. Shutters half off their hinges. Overgrown bushes and yards.
It does look deserted. No lights in any of the front rooms.
Oh.
Mark on this.
Yes. Somebody's walking around in there.
Sounds like it's coming from the side of the house. This porch goes around. Come on, Marco.
Here with you in this laboratory, Borelli.
My name is Not Borelli. And Dawn. Peter Dawn.
I think the doctor made you believe that. But your name is Joe Borelli. And your partner's name is Lopez. Lopez, whom the doctor made you kill before you strangled Mama Segreto.
I killed Lopez and Mama Segreto?
Yes, Borelli. Your friend, the doctor, made you continue the crimes of Peter Dawn.
But he told me I was Dawn. I didn't remember being anyone else.
You were badly hurt when you were brought here. The doctor did a great deal to you before you recovered consciousness.
But the marks of the execution, my shaved head, my face in the mirror was Dawn.
Dawn is dead, Borelli. The shadow is in his body. Someone's coming. It's the doctor. Act as if you're still under his influence.
All right, Shadow.
Sir. Here you are, Dawn. How many times have I told you to stay out of my laboratory?
I'm sorry, Dr. Richards.
It is time now to go out for another walk, Dawn. There is another cult member on my list we should pay a little visit to.
No. No more. No more.
Dawn.
I'm not Dawn. I'm wise to your plan now. Trying to convince me that I was Dawn, making me strangle Lopez and that old woman.
Sir, your memory has come back. Only now it is too late. You are a strangler now, Borelli. You've outdone Dawn at his own game and with Dawn's own hand.
All right, then I'll put those hands where they belong, around your neck.
No. Let him go, Borelli.
Who spoke?
Someone you'll have to answer to for your crimes, Richards. The shadow has caught up with you.
Who is speaking? I can see no one.
No one can see the shadow. Dr. Richards, you're responsible for the murders of Lopez and Mama Segreto.
Borelli committed the crime. You haven't any proof against me.
The proof is there. Borelli's fingers on which you grafted the skin you took from Peter Dawn's fingertips.
No one will ever believe you, Shadow.
Borelli's fingers will be evidence enough to send you to the chair.
All right, then. I'll destroy the evidence.
Why, you...
Borelli!
Don't try to interfere, Shadow. I've got a gun in Borelli's back. I'll kill him if you touch me. Start walking, Borelli.
Oh, no. See this sunken tank in the middle of the roof floor?
No, not that.
The electric current in that tank will boil the skin right off your body, Borelli. I'm going to push you into it right now. And then there'll be no evidence.
Look out, Borelli!
Lamont, what happened down there in the laboratory after you sent me for the police?
When the doctor discovered that the shadow had found him out, he tried to push Joe Borelli into a sunken tank that was wired with high-voltage electric current.
And then the doctor fell in himself?
Yes. The shadow pushed Borelli out of the way. Dr. Richards' own forward motion caused him to lose his balance.
A horrible death. Who was this Dr. Richards, anyway?
The so-called Dr. Richards, Margaret, was actually Peter Dawn's older brother, the man who claimed Dawn's body immediately after the electrocution. He was a brilliant but apparently demented surgeon that had his license revoked by the medical profession.
But I don't understand why Richards would want Lopez and Mama Segreto out of the way.
Revenge, Margot. Dawn was once a member of the voodoo cult. But when Mama Segreto and the other members discovered he was a killer, they tipped off the police and ultimately sent Dawn to the electric chair.
And then Richards found out that the cult had double-crossed his brother and decided to get revenge.
Exactly. The ironical part about it is the doctor used Borelli, a member of the cult, to do the killings for him.
Awful. What's going to happen to Borelli, Lamont?
I'm afraid he'll have to stand trial, Margot, but I think the jury will take into consideration that under the insidious influence of Dr. Richards, he wasn't entirely responsible for his own acts.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. Shadow knows.